Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys, let's get to it. March Madness right now in full swing. Let's go through the board. Early games. We have number 10 Minnesota taking out Louisville, 86-76. A bit of an upset there. Number 3 LSU beat number 14 Yale, 79-74. Tigers win. Bulldogs cover the number. Crazy game of the day. Number 12 New Mexico versus number 5 Auburn. Auburn hanging on for dear life. They won 78-77. Aggies missing a three at the buzzer. Another good one. Florida State, they pulled away from 13 seed Vermont. 76-69, the final. FSU wins. Catamounts cover. Game goes over the number. Right now, we have very, very good games. Number 15, Bradley and Michigan State. MSU up 56-55. This one's tight in the second. Number 11, Belmont and Maryland. Another good one, too. 56-55, Maryland in that game. Right now, we have Northeastern taking on Kansas, and the Jayhawks are pulling away a little bit right now. 29-19. I think he's got the score there. Number 12, Murray State taking on Marquette. They just tipped off. Yeah, now Kansas up 31-22 on Northeastern at the break. Let's take a look at the late session at 6:50. We have Florida, the number 10 seed against number 7 Nevada. Wolfpack, 2.5, 135, 7:10. Number 2 Kentucky, number 15 Abilene Christian. Wildcats, 20.5, 132. Kentucky star and leading scorer of the Wildcats, P.J. Washington, he's out. 7:20, number 11 St. Mary's, number 6 Villanova. Villanova, a small 4-point favorite, 128.5. 7:27, number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson versus number 1 Gonzaga. Gonzaga, minus 28, 152.5. Late night session kicks off with number 15 Montana, the Grizz versus number 2 Michigan at 9:20. Wolverines minus 15, 129.5. 10th ranked Seton Hall takes on Wofford at 9:40. Wofford 2.5 point favorites, 145. 9:50, number 14 Old Dominion versus number 3 Purdue. Boilermakers 12, 127. And the last game of the night tips off around 9:57 p.m. Syracuse versus Baylor. The Cuse minus 1.5. 130 is your total. In the NFL, it looks like Cap should have gone to court instead of settling. This one didn't work out very well, but former quarterback Colin Kaepernick and current NFLer Eric Reid are going to receive less than $10 million total. That's according to the Wall Street Journal in their settled collusion grievance against the NFL. Kaepernick and Reid faced a difficult challenge in court to meet that burden of proof for collusion as defined in the league's collective bargaining agreement. He drew national attention in 2016 when Kaepernick knelt for the national anthem, and he severed his contract with San Fran back in 2017. Reid's still in the league. He plays for the Carolina Panthers, signing a $22 million deal in February. This just in, two linebacker Justin Houston. Good move here for signing on with the Indianapolis Colts, the former Chiefs, so Indy getting a little bit stronger. Baseball news. Hey, the Tampa Bay Rays, they're smiling ear to ear right now. They've signed left-handed ace Ian Snell to a five-year, $50 million extension. The deal does not include any options. The Fireballer won the AL Cy Young last season, posting an incredible 21-5 mark with a crazy low 1.89 ERA and a whip of under 1, 0.97. That's stellar. The New Orleans Saints giving Drew Brees more weapons. The Saints expected to sign the top receiver, Jared Cook. Top tight end, top tier tight end there. Cook was a monster on a horrible Raiders team last season. He racked up 866 yards receiving, including 6 touchdowns. An old friend coming back to the NBA, Jimmer Fredette, former BYU star. The Phoenix Suns have signed him to a 2-year deal. He's 30 years old. Fredette has spent the last 3 seasons in China, averaging 36 points a game for the Shanghai Sharks. He averaged 7.4 in 2013 with Sacramento, a 42% 3-point shooter that year, too. We got 6 games in the NBA tonight. Should be interesting. Mostly college here, but we still have a 6-pack of NBA action. Denver minus 8.5 versus Washington, 230. Minnesota at Charlotte. Hornets 5.5, 222. Utah 7.5 point favorites versus Atlanta, 225.5. Detroit minus 8.5 at Phoenix, 218. Dallas travels to Sacramento. Kings minus 9, 230. And Indiana at Golden State Warriors, 11-point favorites, 219. In the game, baseball game at Tokyo today, the Mariners moved to 2-0, Oakland 0-2. The Mariners getting by Oakland 5-4 in 12 innings. It was a final serenade for Ichiro, getting a standing ovation from the Tokyo crowd, the 45-year-old calling it quits after this series. So good stuff for Ichiro. Ken Griffey Jr. on hand as well. So Ichiro is retiring, and the Mariners off to a 2-0 start. More bad news for the A's. They're shutting down pitching prospect Jesus Lizardo. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. 12 games in the NHL tonight. We don't have enough time to go through the whole board, but we'll talk about it in the DFS betting hour at 6 o'clock. And round one of the PGA's Valspar Championship underway at Copperhead. Joel Damon, Seb Straka share the lead. Knox, Kisner, Luke Donald one shot back. And Rory McIlroy, the fourth-ranked player in the world, is committed to play in his first-ever Canadian Open. So that's all your news right there. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage. Stick around, everybody. Big man on campus, Babano, and a whole lot more NCAA college betting talk on the show. Stay tuned. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game-time decisions.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. Bradley and Michigan State, Sparty up. Hell of an effort from Bradley, but Sparty up by 5 right now with 3 minutes left, 61-55. Murray State up 5 early on Marquette. It's 15-10. They're about 5 minutes in. Northeastern, you know, they're sort of hanging. Kansas in control, though. Kansas been up all game. They're up 33-24 right now with 2 minutes left in the first half. Babano will join us in a couple of minutes along with Big Man on Campus. We'll hit tonight's card game by game. And Cam's excited about the 12 games in the NHL tonight. You're like the Prez. It's the Canadians. You can't get you can't take the hockey out of a Canadian gambler.
So I we gotta had the be honest. On,
and he's so what about the tournament? He said, "Oh, I like the Blackhawks tonight." I'm like, "That's not the tournament."
I'm not as bad as that. I'll be watching basketball tonight, but flipping around for hockey. Still betting the board, Gabe. Lots of good spots tonight. I will have some hockey picks on the DFS gambling section at 8 o'clock because there's two or three games that are very, very juicy.
8 o'clock.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. DFS hour. I thought I said six. I must be losing
show?
My mind.
Yeah.
We're on eight at eight too. Party time.
I played a DFS. I put that golf lineup in actually that I gave on the show.
So did I.
Yesterday.
I'm doing okay. I got Knox in one lineup, but letting me down. The big guys aren't playing very well. Gary Woodland, he's got to get it together. A couple of the guys that we really like, the big names, haven't really showed up. A lot of evens plus ones out there. So long tournament though.
You want to? You know, this is how sharp numbers are, guys. So if you've been with us in the first hour of the show, the only pick we've given so far in game here is the second half of Belmont and Maryland over, and it's 153.5. There's 7 minutes and 59 seconds left. Cam, the in-game number right now, 153.5.
3.5.
here we are.
That's coming down to the wire. It's going to come down to the wire.
A little tight here. My hoodie's a little tight here, Cam. It's like, right around the collar. It's getting tight. These games. And I got to tell you, I've been real lucky at the end of these games. So I know it's coming, and I'm going to rage when it happens. Like, all that good luck I've had, I won't care about suddenly. I'm going to rage whenever this goes bad. Belmont's up 60-58 right now. So listen, guys, since Tuesday night, I haven't bet anything else. I don't even know. Like, Pie Man, what's up, Pie Man? Pie Man just sent a tweet in saying the Montreal Canadiens are a lock tonight. I don't even know who they're playing. Who are
Islanders.
The Canadiens playing tonight?
Islanders. Cool.
That's no lock.
No, it's not a lock.
All right. Babano, Big Man on Campus. This should be interesting on the other side.
Yes. Can't wait.
We got 2 hours, so we'll get about two games in with Babano.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
This is definitely good news. Jimenez, one of the top prospects, is crushed in the minor leagues. People very excited for him. And he's generally been going in the eighth, ninth round of drafts. So if you might have gotten a little bit of a discount over the last day or so. Now that's not going to happen. I think you'll see the price rise because I would expect him to begin the year with the White Sox.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Everybody joining us here, 64-58 Belmont right now. 7.5 minutes left. We're riding Belmont on the money line. We came freaking close to hitting New Mexico State. I had him had him in a bracket going to the Sweet 16, but close isn't good enough in brackets, but was good enough to cover the point spread. We appreciate you guys joining us. We should let you know we won't be here tomorrow. Cam's going to be sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. And I'm going to be passed out sleeping on the boardwalk like Snooki tomorrow. Are you still going for? You still going to the doctor late night tonight or in the morning, Cam?
Yeah, it was actually weird. I went earlier today to the clinic, and I need a note from my doctor. I guess a lot of people have a big scam going because sleep machines cost like $1,500, $2,000. So a lot of them, like, it's actually a black market industry now, like people faking all sorts of stuff to get more sleep machines. I have no idea what's going on. But anyway, I need, like, all this documentation. But I passed the test, Morenci. So, yes, put the electrodes on and let the bear go to sleep, and hopefully I'll wake up.
So we'll get to this after. We'll get to this later here.
Yeah, let's break down the games.
We'll get to this later. So for the record, yeah, we're not going to be here tomorrow, guys. Me and Joe Ranieri will be on in the morning. And then I go to Atlantic City tomorrow afternoon. Cam will handle his personal business. That's all of our business tomorrow afternoon. And and then we'll be back Monday with some stories. All right, let's bring back a big man on campus, and let's welcome in Ian Cameron right now. Babano, what's up, Babano?
Yeah, I mean, crazy start to the day. I mean, New Mexico State, Auburn, right down to the wire. You got Michigan State getting pushed to the limit by Bradley. It's already started.
It's been a good tournament, actually. It's been a good start.
It has.
It had its old school March Madness. Yeah, recently it's kind of sucked. We've got Big Man on campus in Atlantic City right now, Big Man. And our second half total, in-game total now, 157.5. So we're 4 points up on the pace right now.
Yeah, feeling good about that one. Ian Cameron, good to hear from you, pal. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Long time no talk. How have you done so far today?
My old running mate. I'm doing okay. I had Yale and a couple others. But I think we need to more talk about Gabe, Ian's little stunt with Loshack. Ian, you weren't too welcoming, I thought, to him.
Yeah, the tweet heard around the world. Yes, the tweet.
Yeah, that's old news now. It's we got enough basketball to talk about. Apparently, I can't say to someone, you know, sorry that you parted ways with a company, which is just stating a fact without people misconstruing it. So
you're a good
guy.
Ian.
Can't
win. You just let. Sometimes it happens, right? We all say things, you know, at the family dinner or whatever. I let it slip, and you know, we almost have a fist fight over Thanksgiving dinner. You don't mean it. Just sometimes it happens.
Exactly.
You meant well. Man,
he did.
I like Big Man how defensive right away he got about this. Right?
I know, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about basketball games.
There's basketball games on, guys, to talk about.
He's great. He's the best.
The best is also, so we'll get to the games in a second, but I brought this up last night with Babano, too. So, Babano, and for the record, you can support Babano if you like hockey.
Yep.
Babano's doing a show every day on Patreon at 2 o'clock. The Ice Guys, only $10 a month, and great insight with Babano and the crew for you hockey bettors out there. But of course, Big Man, we remember the famous Ice Guys in the past, in which some guys would log off before they talked, like Alex Smith would pass out and stuff. So Babano would open up the show with like a 17-minute monologue. So I asked Babano last night. I said, I'm like the guy in the commercial. Hey, how'd you lose all that weight? I says to Babano last night, I said, on the Ice Guys, you have the same format. How do you open up the show? And he goes, well, yeah, before it was kind of long. He goes, now I just open it up and I talk about a game for about 5 minutes and then pass it on.
I used to get such a kick out of when he would start his show and he would like do his monologue for a while, and then like about 11 minutes into the show, he'd go, Ed, we're here with Andrew. Andrew, what do you think? I used to get a kick out of that.
Yeah, three people in three boxes just staring at the camera, not saying a damn thing while I'm talking. Yeah, exactly.
Babano. All right, Babano. So no roster breakdowns, no coaches. We're just going to get down to the picks because we're going to hit all the games here tonight. There's not too many of them left, so let's jump in right now. Next one up's a tough one, boys, and it's an interesting one. Florida and Nevada. It's almost time to make our final decisions. Babano, what you got? What you doing with this game?
Yeah, it's time to send Mike White in Florida packing. I think Nevada wins this game. People overblowing the fact that they didn't have the greatest of seasons. The way I see it, they were bored stiff playing in that Mountain West Conference, which is a monstrosity. I think Nevada cranks it up. They can take their game to another level. Musselman's the better of those two coaches over Mike White. I think you're going to see them get the job done there. Florida, to me, is going to need to convince me. I like Nevada.
I'm not going to disagree here. I got a weird feeling about this game, but I'm going Nevada. Money line and the over. Big Man, you're and we all agree that Mike White, you know, Musselman's a better coach. And normally I think coaching is a little overrated at times. It's up to the players on the court. But Mike White makes bad decisions late in games. I've seen it enough. And the numbers speak for themselves. The Florida Gators guys, they're like 3-12 or something in games decided by 5 points or less. That's coaching. That's not random. Like that's to me, that's on the coach. So Big Man, you're going Nevada as well, right?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think just Nevada's better at everything. I mean, what is Florida better at in this game? I mean, even little things. You know,
just the Florida SEC physicality. That's
well.
All
I mean,
they have.
Nevada. Nevada doesn't turn it over. Nevada's one of the most experienced teams in the country. I kind of initially liked Florida, but then as I kind of looked at it more and more, I think Ian's right. I think there was a lot of bored times with Nevada. And now that the tournament's here, it's time to turn up. Florida barely made this tournament. It's not for a win against LSU. I agree with you guys. I think Nevada's as well.
Cam Stewart. Cam,
thank
final
you.
Decision.
Thank you, Gabe. Yep. Oh, That's four of us on the Wolfpack.
Oh,
and I'll tell you about Florida. Yeah, I know. That's consensus usually means death. But I will say this. You guys bring up a good point about the Gators, too. And let's think about the earlier game. LSU, who I think is a better team. Yale's best player misses tons of shots. They probably beat LSU in that game and come back. So I feel like Nevada is a better team. Sure, we didn't like them to win the national championship, fellas. But now is only a 2-point, 2.5-point favorite, under 40 cents on the money line. Sign me up with the Wolfpack. We're all in.
All right, big man, I'll throw it to you. And to Babano, we'll pick up the pace on this one just so we get to the games. Abilene Christian in Kentucky, I got no feel for this one. I don't know anything about Abilene Christian. I haven't bet any of their games this year. Point spread's 20.5. Any interest in this game, big man? What was the total, 132.5? What's your take, big man, on
real
this
quick,
one?
Real quick on this. Abilene Christian, I think it's a wonder they're even in this tournament. They lost their best player. He was kicked off the team. Jalone Friday, their team really just piecing together right now. I think even without P.J. Washington, I think Kentucky kind of early on sets the table in this one. I think the total's a bit low. I think Kentucky should have their pick at what they want to do in this game. I will say, guys, I'm sure Ian will agree, you look at some of these kind of public dogs as we go forward. You look at Northeastern, you look at Yale this morning, Mexico State. All these teams have had major issues in the first half, and they've come back and figure it out in the second half. Might be worth a look to start getting, maybe getting on some of these higher-end teams in the first half. Seems like they're coming out with a lot more vigor, and, it's only late where the dog kind of covers, Vermont as well. So I think that's something to keep your eye on as we get into tonight and into tomorrow. But as far as Abilene Christian Kentucky, I'd do nothing but lay it. I think Abilene might be one of the worst teams in this tournament.
Abilene Christian, they score 71 points. I got to see what they scored against a half-assed team, if they played anybody this year. Any take on Abilene Christian and Kentucky, Babano?
Yeah, I mean, big man hit on it with Jalone Friday getting dismissed from the team earlier this season for Abilene Christian. You look at that schedule, they played one team in the top 150. It was Texas Tech. They got blown out by 34 points in that game. So their ability to step up in class is a big question mark for me. I lean Kentucky here, but focus is an issue. There's bigger opponents on deck for Coach Cal and company. Do they put the pedal down to the floor for 40 minutes to win by enough of a margin here? That's my concern. I don't want Abilene. I lean Kentucky, but I'm staying out of this game. It's a pass.
I think that's where the over could be interesting, Ian. The over could have, Kentucky might be up 20 in this game late. The only thing that's going to go is, maybe Abilene scores a few garbage points at the end. 132.5 is not
a low number.
I have a feeling Kentucky gets 80 here. I think
low
you
number.
Just get 60.
Very low.
And there's no P.J. Washington for Kentucky, but this is an opponent where they probably, you would think, in theory.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Maryland Terrapins have taken a 74-71 lead with 2 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in a basketball game. A little bit of a sweatshop for our total right now because the score's too close, right? And there's no fouls. Everyone's playing defense. Every possession counts here. I hate to say it. I actually have more. I've got a little bit more on the over here. I need a little bit more discrepancy. Or we go to overtime, football. Resets the clock. That just takes time off the clock. They're at 145 right now, guys, so we need 9 points, me and Big Man do. Did you get in on this, Cam?
I'm cheering for you guys, but I did something different, Gabe. I live bet Maryland plus 225 on the money line when they were down big.
That's
in the game,
why I so. Just heard you during the commercial break. I was wondering what game
you're
watching.
I had to do
watching.
It. You know what I do, Gabe?
I heard you.
It's a value
you.
Play.
Come on, hit that. Come on, hit that.
Yeah.
I heard it too, yeah.
We're all buddies here, but I have to do the math, right? And I'm a big proponent of, taking a team. And you see it, Babano. That's the way I'm gambling lately, and it's working. Winning more with less when taking teams between 2 and 4 to 1 live. Like when a team's down a goal in hockey and I like them, I just click it now and. It's the beautiful thing about winning those bets. When you win, it's like winning sometimes 3 or 4 bets. So if you lose one, you don't care.
It's not the worst bet in theory to bet some of these teams when they're down at halftime. It really isn't. We see it every year in the tournament. No lead is safe. Collapses happen. Comebacks happen. Maryland Belmont, great game here. And one Maryland, up 3 going to the line. Wow.
Guys are diving for loose balls. Guys are jumping around here.
This has been a great game. Great game.
We needed that little burst. Suddenly we're up to 149.
Anybody, I want you guys
Maryland's always had the talent this season, this team, with Cowan and Fernando and Marzell. They just couldn't put it together on the road this year. Their road record was a catastrophe. I think their best road win was Iowa, which isn't saying much. But they got the talent, and they're trying to pull this one out against a good Belmont team.
All right, settle down, Babano. This isn't the ice, guys. Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah, 55 minutes for me and 5 for all of you. Exactly, yeah.
Brett, you never stop, Brett. Yeah, Cap, I know they're nervous. Don't worry, doesn't to me, too.
I am relentless, I know.
You are relentless. I love it, though. It's great. Makes for great radio. You
know, exactly. Got to have thick skin here, baby.
Yeah, you sure
All right. Freaking Belmont just knocked the ball out of bounds, man.
No, the thing is, hey, if they get up, they're going to start fouling, though. This could help the total. You need
We're at 150. We're getting close. There's a $1.30 left. We should get there. You never know, though.
You never
24-23 know. Marquette. Cam's also on Marquette there. Okay, guys, so we'll track this. Into the next game. We're all on Nevada. That's scary. So all 4 of us are on Nevada. St. Mary's, Villanova. I'll throw it out there. I'm on Villanova. And I don't like laying points. You guys know that. But I'll lay the 4 with Jay Wright. And, God, I hate taking the under 128. It's freaking low. But Villanova, out of 353 teams, are ranked like 324th in pace. And out of 353 college basketball teams, St. Mary's are ranked 346 in tempo and pace. It's going to be a lot of walking the ball up the court in this game, guys. At least you would expect. Watch it turn into a track meet. But I'm going to split the bet. I'm going Villanova minus four, and I'm going under the number. Big man, what you got?
I'm starting to get the feel myself that Villanova's the play also here, guys. You kind of mentioned that, Gabe. I mean, the number's getting a little low here. I think St. Mary's is a team that's just too dependent on Jordan Ford. I don't know if they can bang and move around with Pascal and the ball on the block. I don't love this game. If I had to play it bracket-wise, I'm on Villanova. I think they'll find a way to cover. 2.5 in the first half, not too bad. I got to wonder if, you know, St. Mary's hasn't been to the tournament in a few years, seems like. I'm kind of numb on this one. I lean Villanova, though.
Babeno.
Yeah, I'm on Villanova now at minus four. I think not enough people are making a big deal of the fact this game's in Hartford. It's a walk, skip, and a jump for Villanova to be playing there. So much for St. Mary's. They got to go cross country for this game at the XL Center there in Hartford. So, and Villanova, and you talk about the total being low. Yeah, they're very slow, both of these teams, but they're also both efficient offensively. So that's what you're going to need. You're going to need good shooting, good efficiency at the offensive end from both teams to go over the total to make up for the lack of pace. But I like Villanova here. I know St. Mary's got the big win against Gonzaga to get into the big dance. That was a game I don't know if Gonzaga was fully locked into it. It didn't look like it. That was Gonzaga playing their D game. I'm going to have to see St. Mary's do it against Villanova. This is a short price. I know Villanova this year, not quite like they were last year, 2 years, but short price for Villanova and a coach like Jay Wright. So I'll take the Wildcats.
Lean to Villanova.
Stewart.
Thanks, Gabe. Lean to Villanova. Scary line, though. It almost feels like a trap line going too low. Is it too good to be true? Babano mentions the proximity in the game, too. But, no, I think Villanova should win. I worry about them covering four, but I'll talk to you about another game, Gabe. I'm starting to think your Wolverines, Montana, is going to be a popular dog. I think Michigan might win this game by, like, 25-30 now. I'm thinking that's where I'm going to go.
Interesting. I'll start with you, big man, on this one. Michigan Wolverines, like, 15 to Montana. They played last year in the tournament, which is an interesting dynamic, actually. And Michigan won 61-47. I think the kids on Montana are more focused and motivated, saying, God, we're Michigan. We hate these guys. They already beat us. Wait.
Yeah, you got it. It's over.
Winner. Second half, big man. Cash it.
Oh, glad I got that bet in.
Boom. Home goes the dynamite.
There it
13,
is.
13-2-1. DX, suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
Let's keep this rolling. Let's keep the party going. So, big man, Michigan Wolverines. It's one of these games, and you're right, Cam. Like, Michigan, when I saw this number, I'm a Michigan guy, and I'm like, man, I don't know, man. Well, you know, we'll probably win. Last year, we beat them by 13-14. Michigan by 12-14. But Michigan are capable of just suffocating you and beating you like 77-49 or something.
Yeah, they're like a boa constrictor. You know, they're like a boa constrictor. You know, like Montana, if they don't get the points. And the thing why I like Michigan, we've been
basically
around the block,
Virginia,
guys.
Michigan are basically Virginia.
They are.
Let's just be real. That's who they are.
Oh, somebody's gone. He gone.
He gone.
But he gone. Well, that's a long dial tone. But I will.
I'm here.
Oh, that was, okay. Of course, was Babano.
I'll tell you, yeah, but big bottom
can somebody,
line is Montana,
can somebody in
like,
the booth.
Can somebody hang up the phone? Thank you.
Yes.
Montana is one of those teams that, you know what I mean? People like them, Gabe, but the line's not going anywhere. That's why I like Michigan more. This line should be like 12, 11. No, it's stationary. That tells me that somebody knows something. I like Michigan in this game to win by like 22 points and cover. That's my take.
Babano drops. Of course, it had to be him.
Was it him, too? Oh, geez.
Big man's on a cell phone. He's still here.
Oh, wow. I don't know what Babano, who is like, plan is. I'm with, like, the lowest grade shit company in the country, and I still get service. Like, who's Babano dealing with? Right? Remember when he got that phone, too? Like, it was something weird going on. Like,
dude, he got a phone. It took him 2 weeks to get it. They haven't delivered it yet. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, what? Don't I just go down to the street
you
to
go
get
to the
phone
store, you get a cell phone in 2 minutes?
I walk in, I sign the paper. Yeah, you're on a deal. 1 year. Here's your phone.
He seems like 2 weeks. He seems like the kind of guy that shows a house phone. So, I mean.
Here it is. 78-77. 14 seconds remaining. Belmont with the basketball. Isolation. Kid at the top of the key. Are they going to take a three? Oh, they're running out of time for a good shot. Turnover. He turned it over. This is where I get pissed off because instead of taking a three, I took the money line.
Yeah.
But don't. I got to be honest with you. Don't get angry.
I'm not going to let your anger take you today because you're still on a good run. So just keep the wins coming. You had more on the total, too.
I know.
It's a long game. Thank you. It's a long sprint there, Morenci. You know that.
Do we have a battle back? Okay, but Bano's back. Thanks for hijacking the segment, Bano. So, Big Man, Michigan, Montana.
You sound like you're underwater. Are you taking a swim right now or doing a radio show? So let's calm down here.
What are you talking about, Bano?
I barely hear you.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about that. I think you should probably buy a better phone, Babano. Big Man, can you hear me?
I will say he's incredibly loud on my end. Like, you guys are slow, and he's like he's laying into a bullhorn or something.
Yeah, that's what we do every day, though. But that's the thing, Big Man. Me and Gabe, it's been like a tug of war with audio forever because we're all in different places, right? And then the different.
I'm just happy
that we're all here, you know?
Unfortunately, God tortures us by making Ian Cameron's voice the loudest one.
Would you expect anything different?
Like we're underwater. You're the one with a cell phone. It took 3 weeks to deliver to your house. All right. For the 10th time, I'm asking Big Man now if Babano doesn't somehow get in the way. Big Man, Michigan, Montana.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I like Montana a little bit. Its number just seems a bit too high, and I think Cam makes a good point. I'm sure Ian will say it as well. I feel like the number should came down a little bit. It's just been kind of stationary, as you said. Maybe a first half for Michigan. It seems like they might come out and kind of do what a lot of these teams have done to these lower seeds, and then maybe Montana makes a little run late. But Montana's a good basketball team. I mean, they got some real good senior players. They played a pretty good schedule. They did lose one of their better players in the middle of the season, Jamar Coe, but overall, it's a pretty good basketball team that it plays a pretty solid schedule every year, always a mainstay in the tourney. I think we see a game like last year, maybe 61-48, something like that. If you're going to give me 15 points, I'd lean Montana, but again, not a game that I'm going to be betting on personally. The number's just kind of odd.
I'm going to go over the number. It's low at 128. I think we could bleed and basically get there. Can Montana score 60 points? I think Michigan.
Is Michigan? That's tough.
I think Michigan's going to get into the 70s. Michigan will score 72 or so. 72-60 gets us there. It's 128. All right, we'll take a quick break. And on the other side, we hit I don't love this Montana-Michigan game. This next one, and we only got a couple more games left to hit, guys. This next one's very interesting. Seton Hall and Wofford. Wofford. Oof, oof. Oof. Haven't heard one person like the Pirates besides me.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Eli Manning was in the bottom third of the NFL even when he was not pressured in efficiency rating. He couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. We could go on and on and on about Eli Manning, and I like Eli Manning. I truly do. But Eli Manning is no longer elite. I don't know if he ever was, to be truthful, but Eli Manning is just not that dude.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Good evening. This is what's happening in your world tonight.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Networks. I am Gabriel Morenzi throwing it down with Cam Stewart. We got Big Man on campus in Atlantic City and Babano for one last segment here, and then we'll get into the 6 o'clock hour. Daily Roto crew will step up and join us. We got to some more bets. And, yeah, we'll take a look at the other leagues as well for you degenerates. Heartbreaker right now. I'm an idiot. I could have taken +3 with Belmont, but the +40 was enticing enough for me. I thought they were going to win the game. And quite frankly, we won more anyways. We put more on the second half. So it's just more profit. It sucks. It pisses me off. But, hey, it is what it is. Now 13-3-1. So we'll keep throwing the picks up on the board as we go along here. I'm a Michigan fan, guys. I really don't have a strong opinion on this, like as far as the Michigan game. Seton Hall and Wofford. I don't like those big spread games. But Seton Hall and Wofford, guys. Babano, Seton Hall and Wofford. Wofford's a big trendy team, 29-4 coming in here, laying 2.5 points against the Big East runner-up tournament. Seton Hall Pirates. What's your take on this game, Babano? Who do you like?
Yeah, Seton Hall's been good to me in years past in the tournament. I think Kevin Willard's in one of the best coaching jobs this year, without a doubt, losing the guys you lost last year, Delgado, Desi Rodriguez, and Jadeen Carrington, and to be able to put together the run you have this year, get in the tournament again. It's been a great job that he's done. Miles Powell's had a fantastic season, but I like Wofford a lot, and I'm very scared to bet against Wofford. The one concern is everybody seems to really, really like Wofford in this game, but I think they are for real on a team that's capable of beating Seton Hall in this game. With Nate Hoover, Cameron Jackson and company, they're not going to be scared of anybody. Seton Hall, even though they've made the tournament, they haven't made extended stays in it in the past. I think offensively, Wofford could be a bit too much for them. I think Wofford advances.
Big man.
Yeah, I agree with Ian. I think just Seton Hall is just too dependent on Miles Powell. I think Wofford's not only a good team, I think they're a really good team. I think they have everything that a team needs to go and make a deep run. I think they're the best mid-major you'll find. And you look at kind of similar opponents. Furman was kind of on a similar level to where Seton Hall is, 57-ish, 60, and KenPom. I mean, Furman, Wofford took care of both times this year. The only losses that Wofford's had are to big blue blood big major. So, yeah, I like Wofford. I think they're just too good. I think they win this game, you know, by 7 to 10 points. Seton Hall's a good team, and Ian's right. They've done a great job as far as coaching Kevin Willard has, but they're just too dependent on Miles Powell. I like the five starters that Wofford has. I think they find a way to win by 6 to 10.
This game is taking place in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to Tony Cincata. Cam
Shrimps.
Seton Hall. Wofford. What you doing with this one? Are you betting this one?
I originally wanted to take Seton Hall, but Gabe, know what I learned about Seton Hall, and you know too, great athletes, but they can either be really on or really off. They're an all or nothing team. They play that kind of street ball. I love their grittiness too, the way they battled in the Big East final there, right down to the end. I think they're a tough team, but the more I think about it, Wofford, but I'm telling you, if the whole world's on it, I might have to put the brakes on. But I've gone back and forth in this game, buddy. It went from Seton Hall to Wofford. I'm not. You know what? I don't even really have an opinion in the game because of Seton Hall due to their volatility.
Hey, Gabe.
I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs are 6-0 so far in this tournament.
That's what I was going to say. Dogs are crazy.
We're going to start seeing a few favorites cover. And
is
he
going to turn around?
Exactly.
Could be interesting. Is it a favorite night?
Because the Villanovas and the Woffords and the Gonzagas, you're going to start seeing some of these favorites start to get the job done.
You know what? And I actually skipped the Gonzaga game. Well, I skipped it. It was right before Michigan in the rotation. So Fairley, Dickinson, and Gonzaga. And I'm in agreement. We talked about this one earlier, guys. No reason why Gonzaga doesn't score a million points. You got a fatigued Fairley team that's going to be in tough as this game goes on. You know, you look at Fairley, they score 75 points a game. They give up 72. We're talking about a Zags team that can, you know, really get close to 90, hang 88, 90, 92 on you. I thought the total would be 162, not 152. I like the over of this game. That's what my bet's going to be. But Bano, Fairley, Dickinson, and Gonzaga, what you doing with this game?
Well, like I said on Wednesday when I was with you, I like the first half Gonzaga here, which is minus 16 the last I looked at it. You got them coming up. I think losing to St. Mary's their last game, it prevents them from taking this game for granted. I think Mark Few gets his team, you know, focused on Fairley Dickinson, even though it's the first game, even though it's 1-16. I don't think they take their foot off the gas pedal in this game. And I like Fairley Dickinson as a team. I cashed a couple of times with them in the NEC tournament and again the other night when they won their first four game against Prairie View A&M. But they're wrong place, wrong time. I'm wrong opponent. I think Gonzaga makes a statement early. I like them just the first half, minus 16.
Cam, you touching the Gonzaga game?
I'm thinking about pulling the trigger with Gonzaga. 28.5 is a lot of points, but I think they might win this game by 36. Like, it could be an absolute whitewashing. I do like that edge kid and for Fairley Dickinson. He played really well in the second half of that game. But Gonzaga, they're just so superior in so many ways. And I think, maybe that St. Mary's loss, they want to make a statement saying we could play with the big dogs. Gonzaga by 32, they cover the number, but not a big play, Gabe.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I screwed up. We had Slick Picks on hold. Sorry, Slick Picks. I screwed up Slick Picks. I was told Slick Picks from Boston. I see him in the chat. I apologize for that, Slick Picks. Call in at 6 o'clock if you can, Jay.
Call in. During the GDFS hour, we'll take some calls.
We'll get you on at 6.
I like that.
My bad, Slick Picks. There's games going on, and it's craziness here. All right, so these late games tonight, guys, I don't have a big opinion on it. I'm going with Seton Hall, and I'm going on the over. But the other ones, and I'm taking Gonzaga in the over, but the other ones, Old Dominion, Purdue. Purdue getting 12, laying 12.5 to the Old D. And then you got Baylor, Syracuse, and then you got the unknown certainty now with Howard out for the Syracuse Orangemen. So the battle, Old Dominion and Purdue, what's your take?
Well, Old Dominion took some money from me on Saturday. I like Western Kentucky to beat them in the CUSA tournament final, and that did not happen. The Monarchs got the victory in that game. I'm going to hope Old Dominion pays me back tonight because I actually like the Monarchs catching the points in this game. It's just a few too many in my mind for Purdue and Matt Painter. Matt Painter's still got a proving ground in this tournament. How healthy is Carson Edwards? He's been dealing with a wonky back down the stretch of the season. We'll see if how strong he is in this game. But one thing about Old Dominion, they're very good defensively. The one concern is they go through scoring droughts. They really do. That's going to be the big concern I've got for them. They can sometimes go 5-6 minutes without a point, without a bucket. They can avoid that. I think they've got the defense to hang in there and keep Purdue within arm's reach. Look at what Old Dominion's done in non-conference. They went to Syracuse, got a big road win at the Carrier Dome. They beat VCU as well. I think they can hang inside this number. It's 12.5, 13. Just hang in there, play with the defense. I think it's just too many points for Purdue to lay.
Big Ben.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of volatility with Purdue. They depend a lot on the three. This game could be one where it wouldn't surprise me if Old Dominion find a way. They're a terrific defensive team. They rebound the ball really well. Ian mentioned Carson Edwards. He's a horrendous defender as well. I thought this number would be 8.5, 9. 12.5 doesn't make much sense. If you know Old Dominion, you know Jeff Jones' crew is going to slow the tempo. They have good guards, senior guard play great defense. This is the kind of team you like to cover numbers. They're going to keep the score in the 50s or 60s. I'm not a big Purdue guy. I think you can bang with those guys down low as well. Isaac Hossing walked it to the door. I'll take the lofty number. I don't get this number.
Cam,
you touch it.
Purdue's overrated. Purdue's overrated. Don't know what to do with the game, but Gabe, I will be taking Baylor. I know Syracuse has had good runs in the tournament before. I think this is a good spot for Baylor. A little bit disappointing down the stretch, but with the injuries to Syracuse, I just think, hey, Boeheim, early exit for Syracuse this year, no magic. Baylor gets it done, wins outright. What are they, cover? 1.5? I'll take them on the money line and the spread. Give me the Bears. This Bears taking those Bears.
The Baylor. Baylor Bears. Babano, tough game right now with Syracuse. I don't trust Baylor. They always choke, but tough place for Syracuse to be in right now. What do you make of this one, Ian?
Yeah, I don't think Howard obviously is a big loss for Syracuse. There's no question. And to me, it's a guy that maybe Yale could have used today in the game against LSU to put them over the top. Mekhi Mason, of course, now is with Baylor, their leading scorer. They rely on him a lot. Let's not forget they had Tristan Clark. He went down with an injury midway through the season, and Baylor's tried to change the way they play a little bit, go smaller with that lineup for Scott Drew since then. But a lot has been placed on Mason's shoulders, and sometimes they can go without secondary support scoring-wise without him. It's not easy playing the 2-3 zone. You know my thoughts on Scott Drew. I think he's actually done an okay job this year, but in the tournament setting, I'm not sure I trust him. I know a lot of people are going to jump on Baylor because of the injury absence. I won't be one of them. I'm not involved, but I do lean Syracuse. They've proven themselves at this time of year to be able to get the job done.
I agree with you. Push comes to shove. I lean the Cuse, big man.
Yeah, I disagree. I agree with Cam. I don't really quite understand why Baylor is getting points in this game. I mean, while Syracuse does always seem to rise to the occasion, this is not a great Syracuse team. The key to beating a zone is shooting over it. Baylor's a terrific three-point shooting team. No Frank Howard either. Without Frank Howard, this is a limited offense. With Frank Howard, this is a limited offense. Without him, I think they're even more limited. I think Baylor can bang with the bigs down low. Scott Drew's done a great job. I'm not a big Drew fan, but he's done a great job this year. I think they win. I take them on the money line. I don't understand why they're getting points. We had a 2-2 split here, Cam. You and me against Gabe and Babano. Like it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Can't always agree. It wouldn't be fun if we all agreed all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. I think the Cuse, right, I'm with Big Man. They're going down tonight, baby.
I sent you one more email, Cam.
I saw the email. Apparently, you've gone to the store to pick up more ammunition.
Yeah, you see the units are increasing a bit now.
Yeah, I looked at one game. I go, that's a nice little unit there. That's a confident play. Let's have fun.
Okay, so before we get you two out of here, well, actually, we could keep it for the 3 minutes, but we're sort of – let's get into – you got the early games tomorrow. It's this last chance for Babano, and me and Cam will talk about the early games tomorrow, and me and Ranieri will be all over him in the morning again. But Babano, early games tomorrow. You got Iowa, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Northern Kentucky, Texas Tech, Irvine, K-State, Colgate. Funny story about Colgate. They left a player in the airport by accident. A kid got left behind here in New York. He had to take, the next flight out. Like, he was there, and they left without him, essentially. I guess he's not their best player. Colgate, Tennessee. That's a 2:45, actually. But out of the early games tomorrow, Babano, are you clamoring or are you waiting to bet on one of these games in the morning?
Tomorrow, I don't love the card, actually, a lot. There's a few games I like. None of them are the early games. I'll tell you what, I will be on for sure. Maybe I'm nuts, but Wisconsin, to me, does not do anything for me. They don't impress me. I don't like what I see from this team half the time. I know Oregon went through the Pac-12 tournament, 4 games in 4 days. Sometimes coming back in the NCAA tournament is tough. It's not easy to get yourself back up and play at that level again.
But I don't think Wisconsin's the better of those two teams right now. Certainly not the way they both played down the stretch. Oregon playing defense as good as anybody down the stretch of the season. They were good to me in the Pac-12 tournament. I'm going to take Oregon, the Ducks, whack, whack, plus 2.5 against Wisconsin. I think they went out right.
Big man, any early morning thoughts?
Yeah, I'll take one point here and just tell you, Jordan Burns for Colgate is not just the best player on that team. I can make the case he's the best player in that entire league. He dropped 35 the other night against Bucknell.
Is he the kid they forgot at the airport?
Yes. He's a terrific player at San Antonio. I'd be concerned if I'm Colgate. That's a long drive in a car. But he could use it as a good way to tip it off. He's a terrific player.
No, he got a charter. He got a charter flight.
Oh, he got a charter. Nice. Long drive.
No. You know what? Actually,
O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Once you're done drafting your season-long fantasy baseball teams and the MLB season gets underway, it's time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with dailyroto.com. They're looking to make someone their eighth millionaire winner. If you're playing MLB DFS on DraftKings or FanDuel, let Daily Roto help you hit a home run this year. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package is now live with lineup alerts, weather updates, fantasy projections, and millionaire creating lineup optimizers. Save 10% on winning MLB DFS advice with an early bird special by using the promo code FNTSY. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at dailyroto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% early bird discount today. Back to you, Morenci.
I actually have breaking news as far as this Jordan Burns kid is concerned. The story's fake. Unbelievable.
Really?
The story is fake. It was fake. I don't know why someone would do this, but essentially I just punched in. So I just punched in on Google. Colgate player misses plane. Colgate guard Jordan Burns misses flight, takes Uber. Click story, doesn't exist. This page's been taken down. Every news outlet's been taken down. I start poking around on Twitter, and here's the Colgate official Twitter account. Pretty sure that this is Jordan Burns on the plane. There's a picture of him on the plane. Like, it's wrong. The story's wrong.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, you know.
Fake news.
So some idiot out there like gets a big laugh. Ha, ha, ha. I made up something about a kid missing. Like, he created a fake picture and stuff of, like, a fake story. Psychopaths, man. Psychopaths. All right, big man. So we got about a minute or two. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. You're at the Oceans, right?
Yes, Ocean Resort, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be there. I'll be there about 3 or 4 or so. 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I'll send y'all. I'll see you online. We got to get there for the 4 o'clock games. A couple of good games tomorrow in the 4 o'clock time zone. But we'll be there, and everyone tuning in New York, New Jersey, and Atlantic City, Philly areas, we'll be throwing it down tomorrow night. We'll make station. We'll make sit down and make Ocean the headquarters tomorrow night. But we'll get out on Saturday and get around a bit. Check out the boardwalk, Big Man on campus. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Nadeau. Thanks for the time, Big Man. May the win be yours.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Jeff. Good luck to you, buddy.
Follow Babano, at Babano, on Twitter, at Babano.